It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
If you're just joining us for today's Awkward Tuesday phone call, Holly is on the phone and she needs to talk to her coworker. His name is Andy, and Andy smells like garlic. Bad, I guess.
Literally.
So much so that she's even had to have meetings with clients out of the office because she's embarrassed at how bad this dude reeks of garlic. So she asked us for some advice on how to handle the conversation. And Holly, I don't even think you need to have a conversation with him. Just every time you walk by his desk, spritz him with some Febreze. Eventually, he'll probably get the point. So you can do that, or you can still do the Awkward Tuesday phone call. Choice is yours.
I don't think the Febreze is going to work.
No,
but
dude, and garlic is one of those smells where it literally oozes out of people's pores.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I mean, I can't even eat anything with garlic anymore.
Yeah. You have like the most bland diet ever.
Yeah, I can't do it.
I feel like as you approach it, you should approach it as maybe he's changed his eating habits. Or I don't know if you've been doing a new diet or something, but this is what it smells like.
Okay.
You know, because then it's not his fault. Then he can't feel too bad. It's like, oh, it's the food I'm eating. It's not me.
Right.
Yeah, and I doubt anybody wants to go to work being the stinky person.
Yeah.
So he'll probably appreciate it if you approach it that way.
Okay.
All right.
I hope so.
You're okay. So nervous.
Here we go. I'm going to dial his phone number right now, and you can make your Awkward Tuesday phone call, okay?
Okay. Thanks.
Hello?
Hey, Andy?
Yeah. This is Andy.
Hi, it's Holly from work.
Oh, hey, Holly. I didn't recognize the number.
Oh, that's all right. How you doing?
I'm drowning all this paperwork. I'm trying to get the 1090s in, you know?
Yeah.
What's
up? I kind of just wanted to ask you a question. It's kind of crazy, but have you changed your diet at all recently?
What?
Or anything?
I've just like been going to the gym a lot, and I guess being more health conscious, if that's what you're asking.
No, it's more. Okay.
What's happening? Do you seem like, are you okay? Is everything okay?
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay. I need to tell you something, and I actually just really am at a loss, and I don't know how to really say it. So, I don't know. I guess I just have to, like, let it out.
Well, whatever it is, like, it's okay. And, you know, I'm here for you. And, you know, I know we're just coworkers, but, yeah.
Okay. So, lately, I don't know if you've noticed this, but you've kind of been smelling like garlic lately, like bad, like really bad.
I smell like garlic.
Yeah, I mean, are you taking like, I don't know, like garlic supplements or something? I mean, I don't.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Really, you think I smell like garlic? That's,
I mean, I'm not trying to, I'm so sorry, you know, I'm not trying to, like, put you in an awkward position, but I just thought that you would want to hear it from me instead of everybody at work. Everyone at work has kind of been, like, talking about it and
what?
Talking about you.
Everybody at work is talking about this?
Believe me, I'm not trying to make you feel bad, but it's affecting everything.
Literally no one has said anything to me. Like, this is news to me.
But they're all saying it to me. And literally every person at work has been saying it.
Wow. I mean, I didn't know it smelled that bad. But I did know.
Wait, you know that you smell like garlic? I thought you said you didn't know.
Yeah. But I know, and you shouldn't worry about it, and that's it. Thank you for your concern.
Hold up. So you know that you smell like garlic, and you're telling me not to worry about it, but I'm telling you that everybody at work is, like, gagging over the smell, and
okay,
everyone is sick
of it. Gagging over the smell.
No, literally, I brought a client by your desk a few weeks ago, and they were gagging.
Okay, first of all, you shouldn't be... I'm in the finance department. Don't be having clients walk by my desk, and also
Andy, we work in like a huge office space. We just share that common space. It's
okay,
not like
look.
You're in your own separate office. You are in a like a cubicle.
Okay, I'm saying don't worry about it. Thank you for the call. I appreciate the call. Like, let's just drop it. Let it go.
What, like, what's the reason? Why do you smell like garlic?
I'm Italian. I eat a lot of pasta. That's the reason.
No, that's not an excuse. And I'm Italian, too. So I don't know. Like, what is going on?
Okay, look. I've been doing it on purpose, okay? I've been rubbing garlic on my body.
What? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
You've been rubbing garlic on your skin? What
you
are
wouldn't
you
understand.
That
it's just... It's...
Well, explain it to me. Why the hell would you be doing that?
All right, Holly. Look, since you're prying and you're not going to let it go, I'm going to tell you a little secret.
Okay.
Between us, every morning, Lois and I have been hooking up, and she wears that crazy perfume, and so...
What?
I put a little bit of garlic on me. I thought it would...
Wait. Back up. You are hooking up with Lois?
Yes.
Like, our boss, Lois?
Yes, don't tell anyone. It's...
Oh, my God.
Awkward!
Whoa.
What?
Interesting way to use garlic.
This is spicy.
Whoa, hello?
Hey, what's up, Andy? How are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Oh, my God.
So much drama.
Wait, what's happening right now?
Andy, what's up? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
What? Is this a prank or what's happening?
No, it's not a prank.
Oh, my
God. Do a segment on our show called the Awkward Tuesday Phone Calls, where if you have a situation that you need to confront somebody about, you can call us and we'll give you some advice on how to handle the phone call as long as you make the phone call on our show. And that's what Holly was doing. She wanted to tell you that you reek of garlic. Mm-hmm. And I guess we know why now.
Oh, my God. I'm on the radio right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Andy, I am so sorry. I did not. Is
Holly,
you're
are you
hooking
serious?
Up with our boss?
Why would you do this to me? You put me on blast? This is nuts.
No, I didn't know, though. I did not mean to put all of your secrets out there. I swear to God, I did not mean to do that.
Well, I think everybody can support your use of garlic now, now that we know why.
That is a really weird solution to your problem, by the way. I mean, that's
a
whole aside.
Yeah, I mean, also that.
Oh, my God. What radio show is this? What is it? What is it called?
Mm-hmm. It's called Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I hope nobody listens to that at work. Oh my God.
Well, Holly does. We know Holly does at least.
Yeah, so you got one.
Everyone's going to find out. I'm in so much trouble.
No, Andy, it's all right. Just take a breath. It's going to be fine.
Yeah, there's got to be.
I can't take a breath. I smell like garlic.
Andy, there's got to be other people in your office hooking up. You can't be the only one that is getting it on with a coworker.
Lois wanted this to be a secret. This is why I rub garlic on myself. She told me to do it. Oh, my God. Oh my God.
So she's the one that told you to put garlic on your body to cover up her perfume?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
This is crazy.
How is her solution just like, don't wear the perfume when I'm going to hook up with Andy? Like, that seems like a lot better solution Lois could have come up with instead of you rubbing garlic on yourself.
She's my boss. I do what she says.
Yeah, I guess you do what she says.
What kind of relationship is this, Andy?
Holly... This is messed up. You guys are all messed up.
No, don't freak out. Is she, like, married or something? Is that why you feel like you're going to get fired?
She's not married.
She's not married, but, like, we aren't supposed to be doing that. Oh, my God. I shouldn't even be talking about this right now. I need to go, you guys. I got to go. I can't talk about
this. No, just wait. Maybe it could be a good thing, you know? Like, maybe now that it's out there, do you like her?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, you like her enough to rub garlic all over your body.
But does she
I
like
think that
you
means
is
you
the
love
question.
Her.
Yeah, does she like you is the question. I mean, if she's asking you to do that.
Well, she's not going to like me after this. Now that everyone knows and everyone thinks I'm a garlic freak.
Yeah, but now, and I feel like now that it's out in the open, you don't have to smell like garlic anymore. And you guys can just be, you know, together and not have to sneak around.
Holly, whatever.
This is a win-win, Andy. It's a win-win.
I don't know.
Andy, do you like putting the garlic on?
Weird question.
No, it's the worst.
Okay, well then Holly has a point. Now that it's out in the open, you might not have to do that anymore unless she really likes it and it's like a thing for her. She might want you to keep doing it. Who knows?
This is just like overstimulation for my brain right now, but yeah. I mean, the garlic thing was weird.
It's really weird. And it's also kind of strange that you guys only hook up in the morning time. Like, Do you not spend any time on the weekends together at night, or is it just like that's extra bonus?
There's just something about work. I don't know. It's hot.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a nice way to ease into the day for sure.
So you're doing it at work?
Yeah.
I didn't understand that, I don't think.
That's why
you could get fired.
Yeah.
Not because you guys are hooking up, but where you guys are hooking up.
If you guys could see Lois, you'd understand. She's hot.
All right.
Nice, man.
Oh, my gosh.
So what are you going to do then, Andy?
Well, I guess we're going to see how it all plays out. I feel like it's out of my hands at this point.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but now you don't have to put garlic on anymore. So that works.
Wow, that's not really up to me. It's Lois's decision if I keep rubbing garlic on myself or not. But, yeah, we shall see, Holly. Wow.
At least you know if he smells like garlic. Yeah. We know what just happened.
At least it's out there now, and you can have that conversation like everybody has to have with their significant other. Is it time for me to stop putting garlic on my body to cover your perfume smell?
You guys, it works.
Yeah, obviously it does.